I was told once that the Blessed Virgin Mary kept the seventh-day Sabbath. Can this be proved from the Bible?
Well, you know, Mary was, of course, a Jew, and the Jews kept the Sabbath, as we know, in the Old Testament, and in the New Testament period, they continue to keep the Sabbath. Mary, when you read Luke chapter 23 and 24, which we already alluded to in a previous presentation, it talks about Mary at the cross of Jesus. As Jesus is taken down, they went back and they kept the Sabbath. And on the first day of the week, they came to anoint the body. So there you can also read about how Mary kept the Sabbath. I think a very important point that I would like to just draw out of that question is the fact that there are people that say, well, was the Sabbath just for the Jews or is it also for others? As you look at the contextual evidence of the Sabbath all throughout the Bible, it is very clear that it's not just for one nation. As a matter of fact, in the very beginning, God created in 6 days and gave the Sabbath to Adam and Eve. So there it begins. The Sabbath was given even long before there was a Jew on the face of this planet. Mm. And then when you go into the New Testament era and you look at the Gentiles, there are many evidences, many places in Scripture in the book of Acts. I actually heard a statistic that there are more than 50 places you can find in the book of Acts where the Sabbath was kept by the Gentiles and by the Jews at that time. So. And then bringing it all the way up to eternity, we even looked at a scripture, I believe that was a question last week, where the Sabbath is even kept in heaven. We find that in Isaiah 66, verse 23. So the Sabbath really lasts all the way from creation, all the way through the Old Testament era, all the way through the New Testament era, in our day today and throughout eternity. So it's not just a Jewish thing. One scripture that would go along with that would be Mark chapter 2, and maybe we can look at that together. Mark chapter 2, where Jesus says the following. In the very last verse there in that chapter, Mark in the second chapter, and take a look at verse 27 and 28. Mark chapter 2, 27 and 28. And he said unto them, the Sabbath was made for man, and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. So here Jesus says not that the Sabbath is made for the Jew, but it is made for man.
Mankind.
Man was first created on the sixth day, and then the Sabbath was sanctified and set aside on the seventh day as a gift, the first gift to mankind. So it was to man, all men included.
Sure.
That.
One thing I know was a deciding factor for myself as I worked through this was that God put a lot into that seventh-day Sabbath. He blessed it, sanctified it, set it apart. And as I found and read through, I couldn't find that for any other day. I hadn't noticed a change. That was my experience. It was certainly a lot went into that day.